The Composite Application Guidance and Library, otherwise known as PRISM, has just released, and today we brought in Blaine, who can tell us a bit more of what that is. So, Blaine, go ahead and introduce yourself and tell us, what is PRISM?
Okay, thank you, Adam. My name is Blaine Wastel, and I'm a program manager within the Patterns and Practices team.
Okay.
And I've been working in the client space for the last 3 years, and with PRISM, we're providing guidance on how to create modular applications that can adapt to constant changing requirements from the business. Hmm. And that comes out in the form of a library, mm-hmm. and it also comes out in the form of written guidance.
Okay.
The patterns to use, and then the implementation of those patterns are in the library and a reference implementation.
Great. Okay. And we asked you to come today because you have released another version, V2, right?
That is correct.
Okay.
So the first version focused on WPF,
mm-hmm.
and that was released last July.
Okay.
And the version that's coming out now, we call PRISM 2,
mm-hmm.
is for WPF still, Silverlight,
right.
and then the ability to share code between Silverlight and WPF. And
we
provide examples of how to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And what you can share, and we also provide a little bit of tooling to help with some of the bookkeeping to share code between Silverlight and WPF.
So something we've been talking about a lot lately is the MVVM pattern. Mm-hmm. Does this have anything to do with that?
We do demonstrate the model view model pattern within the reference implementation. We also have written guidance on talking about how to implement the model view model. We actually, in ours, we use the term presentation model, which is Martin Fowler's version of the MVVM, but
sure.
it's the same pattern.
Okay, great. So you said you're kind of sharing code. Do you have a sample to show that off? Or?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Let's go ahead and we can go and look at the version that runs in Silverlight first.
Okay.
Then we can go to the WPF version, and I can just give you a quick run through of how we're sharing code between the two.
Definitely.
Okay.
That would be good.
So the first thing to notice is we have a stock trader reference implementation. We call it reference implementation, and it's inspired by a true story, although it's not a true application. You would never take and put this out on the trading floor and trade stock. What we're trying to do is demonstrate the patterns, again, the MVVM pattern,
mm-hmm.
and how to do composite or modular applications. That's the goal of this reference implementation. There's a lot of things that we will stub in the back end that, because we don't really care about that. We care about the how to architect your presentation layer. So a couple things to know. We have multiple stocks here, and as I select a different stock, over here on the left, it's changing. And one of the things that's happening as I do that, say stock 6, when I select it, it sends a message over to the news and the graph, the chart on the historical data.
Mm-hmm.
And what's happening there, there's a loose reference. So if when we go back and look at the code, we won't see a direct reference to this news module itself.
Okay.
It just sends a message, and the news area says, oh, I know what to do, and it selects the news for that particular stock. If I then go into the stock, I can get the details, or the news, I can get the details
mm-hmm.
Of the article itself, and I can get a pop-up. And here we're just showing some of the capabilities of the core platform.
Okay.
If I want, I can say, let's buy some stock, and then we're showing in here a couple things. We're showing commanding on Silverlight.
Oh, okay.
And what we've essentially done is implemented iCommand, our own version of iCommand.
Uh-huh.
And a couple things to notice here is the submit button. I can't submit yet. Well, that's because I don't have valid data yet.
Okay.
So, you know, I have to put number of shares I want to buy and a price limit. I enter it, and that goes green. And one of the things I want to note here is we also have a submit all, which is really what we call a composite command.
Okay.
So it's compositing multiple buy cells here.
Hmm.
And that won't be active until both of the trades can be made. So again, let's just put that in. And now as you can see, I could either submit one individual trade or I could submit them all at the same time.
Wow. Okay. So those panels, they look like they seem like a really visual representation of the module-based application development that you were talking about.
So a couple things is going on here. We have where we see the positions, that's our position module.
Mm-hmm.
That's a separate binary or separate DLL.
Okay.
Our news is another DLL. And so is basically the research area, which is giving us the historical data. Those are all separate modules.
Okay.
And so they can evolve independently without requiring the other pieces to evolve. So you can develop, you can add new capabilities, you can test it, and you can even deploy it without having to deploy, say, the position module if I'm updating the news module.
Hmm. Okay. So that's the separation, like that assembly you're reusing in the WPF application?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
So let's just go look quickly at the solution structure here. So as I mentioned, we have separate modules, and right now I have it open for, you know, here's the desktop, which is WPF, and here's our Silverlight version. So if we look at Silverlight, we have a position module,
mm-hmm.
We have the market module, okay. And the market module basically is the one that's updating the price as we go. We have a watch module, which I didn't demonstrate, but basically if I want to watch a stock and purchase at some point. And the last one is the news module.
Okay.
So those are different modules, and those can evolve independently. So now if I go into the position module, for example, I just want to show you back to the references. Let's just look at the references. And if we look here, we don't see a reference to the news module.
Mm-hmm.
And again, that's a loosely coupling that we're providing within the library of Prism itself.
Okay.
Now, also, let's go ahead and go to the models. And if you see, there's a link here. And we're using Visual Studio's ability to link files.
Right.
And so what we're able to do then is link the models between Silverlight and WPF. In this case, we actually started, because of Prism 1, we started with code in WPF,
mm-hmm.
so we're linking the Silverlight version to WPF. And if I double click, you know, I'll pull it up, but it's one shared file between
right.
the two of them.
Okay, cool.
All right, so let's go ahead now and let's just show this. Oops, let's show this in the WPF version, and you'll see it's essentially the same look and feel. It's just, it's in WPF. So again, I have, just like I had before, I have the position module displaying the different positions, right?
Mm-hmm.
I have then the news getting updated. I can see the detail of the news, or I can have it in a pop-up.
All right.
And then, you know, I also have, which I didn't demonstrate before, the stock, the ability to watch stocks.
Very nice.
Okay.
All right. So this is available when we publish this video. And where would somebody get this?
Okay, so you can get this at www.microsoft.com/composite-WPF.
Okay.
And there's also a CodePlex site.
Oh, okay.
The same thing. You can do www.codeplex.com/composite-WPF or /prism. Either works.
All right. Well, thanks for coming by, Blaine.
Okay, well, thank you.